Johnny looked at the thing. It was a dull yellow. It was about half an inch across at its widest point. Angus picked it up with a tweezer and put it on the analysis machine plate.
It's not hollow. It's just solid. Just a piece of metal.
McKendrick had a little box with wires and clips on it. It had a small fuel cartridge in it to generate electricity. But before he connected anything with his gloved hands, he was distracted by the character of these cords in the head. It was a brain, but it was vastly different from a human brain. He cut off a small cord end and a slice of skin from the cadaver's paw and went over to an old makeshift microscope. He made a slide from a thin specimen and looked into the eyepiece. McKendrick whistled in surprise.
A cyclo isn't made of cells. I don't know their metabolism, but their structure isn't cellular. Viral. Yes, viral.
He turned to Johnny.
You know, big as the cyclo is, his basic structure seems to be clumps of viruses.
He saw Johnny looking at him askance and added,
purely academic interest. It does mean, however, that their bodies probably hold together much tighter and have a greater density. Probably of no interest to you. Well, let's get to work on these cords.
He attached one clip to the end of a cord in the brain and grounded the other on an arm and, watching a meter, measured the resistance of the cord to electrical flow. When he had determined that, he stood back and touched a button to send electricity through the cord. The others felt their hair rise. The cyclo cadaver moved its left foot.
Good. Nerves. There is no rigor mortis in these bodies, and they're still flexible. I have found the nerve that relays walk commands.
He put a little tag on the nerve. He had marked the places from which they had removed the metal with a spot of dye on each of the two nerves involved with it. But he wasn't checking those yet. His spectators were quite horrified to see, as McKendrick identified nerves with tags, a cyclo cadaver that moved its claws, clenched the remains of its jaw, moved an ear, and lolled out its tongue, one after the other, as various nerves were given an electrical jolt. McKendrick saw their reaction.
Nothing new in this. Just electrical impulses approximating brain commands. Some man scientist did this maybe 1,300 years ago and thought he'd found the secret of all thought and made up a cult about it called psychology. Forgotten now. It wasn't the secret of thought. It was just the mechanics of bodies. They started with frogs. I'm cataloging this body's communication channels, that's all.
But it was very weird. The depths of superstition stirred in them as they saw a corpse move and breathe, and saw, for a couple of pumps, its heart beat. McKendrick's gloved hands were slimy with green blood, but he moved in a very efficient and businesslike fashion until he had more than 50 little tags clipped to the nerve cords.
Now for the answer,
said McKendrick. He sent pulses through the two nerves to which the bronze item had been attached. It was difficult work. The room was cold. The corpse stank, having gone even mustier than the common, rank smell of a cyclo.